Bear season. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. With spring comes bear season. I don't know anybody I'd rather talk with than an old acquaintance and gun expert from Sportsman's Warehouse, Al Strupp. Gave him a shout to ask for advice on all of you folks' behalf.
You're going to get your tag. You got to draw first. It's a draw. That's not an automatic. So you're going to have to buy an entry permit from the state and try and draw the area you want to hunt. Once you get that, you'll need your general hunting license, then whatever gun you're going to use.
Give me some suggestions.
I would probably look at something in a 30 caliber or larger for bear, and you should be okay. Anything above that, standard 30-06, 308. You can kill bear with smaller caliber rifles, but that would be where I would go. And I might even go heavier and get into a 338. I don't think you need it, but you could.
Hunting license, permit for a bear, good gun, clothing.
Now, it shouldn't be too cold. I wouldn't think you'd have to. That time of the year, it's normally not too bad. Whatever it takes to keep you warm and dry, and a good pair of binoculars, and maybe a spotting scope, because you're going to need to go out and find them. You're going to find them in clear cuts. They're going to be coming out of hibernation, and they're going to be looking for grass. They're eating a lot of grass initially to get their stomachs working back again like they're supposed to be.
Only other item I can offer you is good luck.
This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight, and hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.